Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our guides, the Ahlul Bayt, have given us a plan for this month. Let me try and summarize this and inshallah sincerely hope and pray to Allah that we can work on this continuously and not just for a few days. Number one, taking really good care of performing our wajib actions and avoiding that which is haram. That's the foundation. If this is weak, then any wall we place on it will just crumble. Two, istighfar. There's three different lines of seeking forgiveness. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, 70 times in the morning and 70 times in the evening. Astaghfirullah la ilaha illa hu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa atubu ilayh, 100 times across the month, which is just 3 or 4 times a day, followed by sadaqah at the end. And lastly, Astaghfirullah dal jalal wal ikram min jami'i dhunub. This is recited 1,000 times across the month, which is just 33 times or 34 times. We need to timetable it, put a reminder on our phone, make a checkbox system, basically make sure we do it. Number three, recitation of dhikr. We have the dhikr of La ilaha illallah 1,000 times across the month. Again, 33 times daily, put a reminder on your phone. Number two is Surah Tawheed, 100 times across the month, which is just 3 times daily. The fourth action is du'as, very, very special du'as with amazing Tawheed content in these du'as have given to us by the Ahlul Bayt. Specifically one which is given to us by our Imam, the 12th Holy Imam, which starts with Allahumma inni as'aluka bima'ani jami'i ma yad'uka bihi wulatu amrik. This is a very amazing du'a. And lastly, paying attention to the Ahlul Bayt through the ziyarah, especially the 12th Holy Imam. Again, there's a ziyarah that we have from him specifically, which starts with Alhamdulillahilladhi ashhadana mashhada awliyahi fi Rajab. Let's also remember the first Thursday of the month, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month, as well as the 27th, which have their own special amal, which you can check in the books available in English. Amazing amal. Definitely we pray that we can benefit from. The key is to give importance to that which is reality, and to try and show that in our actions that we really want this reality, this true knowledge and this faith. Let's try, full of hope inshallah, all together.
Aina al-rajabiyun.